The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Duracell, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffalo World, Nassau Cruise Port, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Pindertal, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you on the Friday, June 20th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty along with Mary Jane in your company right up until 6 p.m. MJ, happy Friday. It's Friday. It's the freaking weekend. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's just a great day, beautiful day. It's a bit too hot, I'll be honest with you, because right now I'm burning up, but it's all good. It's Friday.
I'm glad they got the AC pumping in here today.
Yeah, it's so cold.
Very good.
Pitch a little tent in here and just, you know, chill all night.
Well, listen, it is Friday. You know, MJ and I do the weekend review, and we intend to do just that. But obviously, we're going to open up the phone lines as well. I mean, props to Zhivago, man. You know, blasting off all them classics, man. He was digging in the crates.
I know you love that, right? Because you love the classics.
I believe Zhivago was perked up, propped up, sat up, had his popcorn on one side, had his cold beverage of choice. I don't know what it is on the other side, maybe one or two of them. And he, I'm taking a chill pill. I was like, man, Zhivago, you can't take a chill pill because I want to take a chill pill today. Now you can cause me to wake. So, next week.
But you were chilling the same time listening to that. I saw you.
Next Friday, Lang, you got to do my show and then me and I'm shaking chill. But guess what? We're going to open up the phone lines.
It's a good day to start. It's the first day of summer, right?
First day, but I feel like it.
Yeah.
Muy caliente. It's very hot.
Or is it the 21st? Is the solstice tonight or?
Man, I don't know. If the solstice is the 21st, it's cutting the line. It's trying to get in early.
Yeah.
But speaking of lines, the lines are open. We got lots to talk about. If you want to chime in, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. Toll free and anyone in the family island is 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. All right. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh new smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And part of our conversation today will involve the headlines. And I'm looking at them. Dear God.
It's time for Headliners. Everything 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844, brought to you by Fine Threads. 15% drop in major crimes. Listen, why do we always do this? Every time we have a major tragedy, a major incident, a major outbreak of murder, here we come with statistics. 15% drop in major crimes. Monroe reports murders down 9%. How they could be down 9% if we had 5 on the weekend?
I mean, it could be. It's possible.
Okay, It's possible. That's fine.
That it could be down. My thing is, I don't know.
But
I mean,
my thing is, why put up these headlines on the heels when Joe Public is looking there going, my God, well, we had five over the weekend.
I think those headlines, they were taken from his contribution to the budget debate in the House. So that's where they came from. So I don't think
compared
it was just
to the period last year to this year.
Right. But I'm saying that's where the headlines came in because they were a part of his presentation for his speech during the budget debate.
And that's fine. And it may be down by a percent here, there.
I hope so.
But
we need it all the way down.
I'm still tired of seeing it because Mystics now watch for the next couple of weeks. The bad man on the road say, you know what? We ain't making enough statistics. Let's make some more.
That's pretty not.
And it's horrible, and I don't want to see it get like that. But when you look at last weekend, considering we lost a reserve police officer, a criminal in the process, and then three other victims. Three in one incident. Two succumbed. Last time I checked, the other one's still in hospital. Another separate incident, a young man gunned down. All in one weekend.
Yeah, last weekend was pretty rough for you know, the families of those persons that lost their lives and also for the country because it does have that kind of psychological effect where we didn't, like, nobody feels safe.
Nobody feels safe. So maybe, you know, on the numbers and on the percentages and on the books compared to last year, crime may be down compared to last year, but guess what? We still have an overall crime and murder and rape problem. Because the next headline, mother, stepdad, accused of molesting teen girl.
My goodness.
A prophet. Story by Arteezy Davis. A prophet and his wife were on Thursday remanded to prison on child molestation charges. Prosecutors alleged that the 45-year-old preacher molested his stepdaughter along with the child's biological 42-year-old mother in New Providence. Allegations are that the couple molested the then 16-year-old girl in June 2024 and on February 10th, 2025 at age 17. Her husband is accused of molesting the then 15-year-old by himself in December of 2022. Pleaded the charges when they appeared before Assistant Chief Magistrate Carolyn Vogt Evans. Bail was denied. And the matter was adjourned until June 30th. But no, major crimes are down. Roma optimistic that Grand Bahama could have new airport in 2026. All right, Mr. Roma, when it happened, you let me know. You share optimism for me and for you, because until I see a plane actually here, 0 Bravo 1 9 or 5, we're on the runway for takeoff. And then you hear, this is air traffic control, you're third for takeoff, Bravo Tango 1 9 or 5.
I mean, they do have flights out of Freeport now, right? But they do need a proper airport.
Proper
and
airport.
That's what he's talking about then. Don't just hope, don't just wish, tell us the plans. We're like hoping and wishing as well, but it's time for some details.
Now, one good thing that Mr. Roma did also give us an update on the renovation and reconstruction plans for several of the other Family Island airports, such as North Eleuthera, Bimini, and Great Harbor Key.
Good stuff.
The redevelopment project for the Grand Bahama International Airport started in March 2024 with the demolition of the old terminal. But wait a minute. Didn't they say post that it wasn't being demolished? It was being... What happened to the... Mr. Roma, maybe you could tell us, wasn't there money allocated to the tune of $400 million to deal with that airport in Grand Bahama? Where that going? New mural unveiled at the Carl at Atlantis.
Let me see it.
Yeah, well, big up to Al Pacino,
can we,
man.
Can we have a look at it?
Bohemian artist Al Pacino Wallace doing it. Anytime Al Pacino doing a mural, that's
awesome.
Oh, wow.
That's really, it's pretty cool, right?
But from my experience of seeing murals at the Atlantis, they normally put murals up when construction come in.
No, man, look at that one. It's pretty good.
Let's see.
Good stuff.
But I hear rumors.
Rumors about what?
Two potential buyers for the Atlantis.
Really?
Allegedly were in town last week. Not one, but two.
Last week? I didn't know it was still for sale.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, come on. Let's be real. They got to get back in the game. Bahama running up the score on him right now. Let's be honest. Look at the scoreboard. Bahama mucho. Atlantis not mucho.
Yeah.
It hurt me to say it, but tis what it is. You know, sometimes when you get to go, to dinner with your beautiful wife in nice but restaurants elsewhere. You just take in the ambiance and say, well, Mutto, there are a lot of people here.
At Bahama. It's been pretty busy. Like, every time we've been there over the summer, well, summer just started, but over the last couple of months so far, it's been busy every time. So, yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, but like good I said, speaking of which, shout out to the crew over there at Swimming Pigs.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot them up.
The Swimming Pigs crew.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a great spot.
Off the chain.
Right.
And what I like is the menu and everything's been awesome every time we tried it.
Yeah.
Steak, check. Rigatoni, check. Chicken bowl, check. Teriyaki, check.
Even our boys like it down there. Mm-hmm. So eating up that poutine and yeah. You know, these weird.
See, you almost made me say a joke dishes. Is joke, so let's just keep it moving. Poutine, French fries with cheese and gravy on the top.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's another one to add on our very long list of really, really cool restaurants that we like around here. So shouts out to the crew down there at Swimming Pigs, always doing an excellent job.
Now we got to get to the break, and then we'll get to the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Phone lines are going to be open. I want to know what you guys are buzzing on. Obviously, today's headlines. We still got to talk about the immigration situation going on. We still got to talk about the grand. Has anybody heard anything yet?
The budget wrap-up. They wrap
the
things up.
The budget wrap-up. Yep. Couple of things, you know, I still want to know what happened to the $7 million overage in Beaches and Parks.
We never heard.
He never talked about it. I mean, he was there. He took time to big up every other politician.
And by he, you're talking about
Mr. Mikhail Barnaby.
Right, who's the
and listen, I see you around, Mikhail. Chair, you know you chairman. Are right with me. I know you from your 94.9 days, but you and Uncle Naughty got to talk because, boy, something ain't right. We got to ask where that $7 million is. Now, what you could do, because I know you got backbone. You could come in, sit down with me and MJ, and let's chop it up. In fact, I'm going to extend the invitation right now to you, Mr. Barnaby, since I know you a long time.
$7 million.
And then Mr. Campbell, because you are right with me. You got that Daddy-O Mitchell link, so let's talk. And, of course, Miss Hannah Martin, you know you're no stranger to the show. We want to invite all our PRB friends to, you know. I want to sit down and chop it up with y'all. Y'all might impress me. Y'all might, you know, make me think, okay, but break it down for me. But I still need to know where the $7 million gone, Mikhail. And I know you know. Tell me. It can't just go poof in the air, because now guess what? Uncle Naughty gonna accuse you of potentially electioneering. You like to use that word? Boy, you bathing in hypocrisy right now, Barnaby. You really need to tell the people where that $7 million in Beaches and Park gone. But we'll pick that up on the flip side of the break. And one, we got to talk about healthcare. And so on and so on. There's so much to talk about. So let's get it in. Let's get it on. Talking Heads continues right after this.
Another brother wants to win the Hustler of the Year award. How many Benzes and BMs can one man afford? It ain't just him. It's also you and you and that guy. That who will be satisfied to all of us is getting high. Getting one high. Hit for her, she's pulling down your drawers. One hit for him, his welfare check is yours. It ain't nothing but a small thing in a big city. See, you're living for the money, B.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Turn up the heat and the flavor with the new jalapeno fire from KFC. Crunch into the iconic taste of KFC's original recipe, extra large filet that's made with KFC's secret recipe of 11 herbs and spices cooked to perfection. Stacked high with spicy jalapeno peppers, pepper jack cheese, and our cool but kicking jalapeno sauce, all wrapped up in a soft toasted brioche bun. Go bolder and crank up the heat with our spicy zinger filet. The new jalapeno fire is bringing the heat and it's finger licking good.
92 buck, one wheel going left, one wheel going right, while the cock trying to go down the road straight, Chief. You need to go into Muffler World and get your wheels aligned. Muffler World will set you on the straight and narrow in no time with computerized wheel alignment. And since the car is up already on the rack, take them one tread tires off and get some new ones. Muffler World on Mackey Street got that computerized wheel alignment and brand new tires.
We're still here. Since 1941, the Armory Company has been your trusted partner and one-stop solution for all your business and technology needs. From printers to copier leasing, point of sale to cloud video surveillance, and access control to ATMs, we've got it all. And we ship to all family islands. Call our dedicated customer service team now at 397-1600 or visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. An experience excellence that stands the test of time. The Armory Company. Your success is our business.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
On Talking Heads, the Friday, June 20th edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty Long with Mary Jane and your company right up until 6 p.m. Classic soundtrack from New Jack City coming. I'm bringing us in, you know, for the money. And that was a great movie, you know, MJ. When you look back at New Jack City, there were a lot of young stars in that movie that went on to do big things, you know.
Wesley Snipes is young then. Chris Rock was in that.
Hold on. Payne?
Yes. Is it Lance?
No. Carl something Payne.
Yeah.
And he went on to do a couple other big movies as well. You had Judd Hirsch in there. You had T.
I remember.
You had a lot of actors. You had Christopher Williams in there.
Mario Van Peebles.
Yeah, and Christopher Williams put us light skin brothers about 800 years in that movie when he let Wesley talk to him. So stinks.
Alan Payne is his name.
Thanks to Steph Curry, we bop on the map. We getting back.
Michael Michelle was in that as well. She, yep. That was before she was, you know, like a big star. She was in that. You said Chris Williams?
Chris Williams too?
Yeah.
Don't wake me.
The soundtrack was crazy.
Because you let Nino Brown choke you out? That's
you
why.
Remember, Keith Sweat did a lot of songs. I mean, that soundtrack was like off the chain.
That soundtrack was crazy good. Yeah. In fact, Color Me Bad was on there. Pull that one up too, man.
Wait. Which Color Me Bad?
There's only one Color Me Bad. I can play that when we leave in the day.
Maybe.
Me and you. Let me take off all your clothes.
Color Me Bad. I think the kid's still in the car. Let's hold the Color Me Bad.
How you think some of them kids in the car got made to that same song right there? So, you know, ain't no shame in it.
Did you hear about the big password breach? So we have to go and change the passwords to our Google accounts, Facebook accounts, and Apple accounts.
Can I say this with the most love and affection?
I'm not doing it all by myself.
I love you.
So 16 billion passwords leaked.
Give me the whole shopping list. I will go do it tonight for the weekend. But I beg you, please. You do that.
Massive data breach. So
listen.
16 billion passwords associated with Google, Facebook, Apple. So if you have a Google account, which most of us do, Facebook account, which most of us do, or you have an Apple device, which means you have an Apple account, then you definitely want to get on it ASAP, changing those passwords. Maybe you want to do, you know, something a little bit different, you know, because, you know, and I was going to say using an authenticator, but even Google is breached now, so I don't even know. But you have to...
You have to
strengthen your password. Maybe try to, you know, create multi-factor authentication for most of it. So,
you know how long it took me to spell oofen, outen, fliefen, flogen?
That's your password?
Well, it was.
Okay. Just put a what on the end of it. You're good to go. Just put a what on the end. Use the same thing.
Well, listen, you know who don't need no password or no Facebook or no bank account, apparently, or no business license? Apparently, according to Chester Robards in the business section of The Guardian, the Free National Movement is asking for the government to account for $10 million.
$10 million
cited in the Ministry of Finance's Q3 2024-2025 public debt bulletin that it notes was given to a company called Carmichael Village Project Development Company Limited formed in 2022. It has no listed directors, no business license, and no value-added tax registration number. F&M leader Michael Pintard said in a statement that called the $10 million a ghost loan. The Free National Movement is demanding full transparency and accountability after uncovering that the Davis administration quietly handed $10 million in taxpayer funds to Carmichael Village Project Development Company Limited, a firm with no known shareholders, no listed board members, no public financial records, and reportedly not in good standing with the Register General, Pintard said. So how, and I have to agree with him, it is ghost because you got nothing on paper.
$10 million is a lot of money.
$10 million for what?
And a loan, you think, okay, so a loan from the government, you think that'd be quite a process, right? Unless it's another government entity, like what exactly is happening?
It's again, $10 million cited in the Ministry of Finance's Q3 public debt bulletin.
I get it, but for it to get to that point that it's loaned out, where's the information to support this company? It's very strange.
But in any way, shape, or form.
And it could be.
In the normal world, if you're issuing that kind of money, you need to know who the company is.
I'm sure.
Are they in good standing?
I'm quite sure they know who the company is, who the beneficial owners
of
the company is. I'm quite sure about that.
Family, friends.
For $10 million. It may be...
homies, cronies, and lovers.
It may be another government, you know, sub-company that they set up. But the point of it is that we
with
don't...
With no Freedom of Information Act, how do we find this out?
And this is just improper too, right? Like to not have that information available. It's already in the budget. It should be... The loan is apparently already good to go. So... at this point, we should have those things like registered already. So, yeah.
According to Mr. Pintard, there is no clear indication of the company's mandate, financial structure, or reason for receiving such a sizable government-backed loan.
Yeah, that's a lot. $10 million backed by the government or given from the government.
Look here.
That is a lot of money.
Since y'all ain't really checking, right? Me and MJ got this company called MJ and Naughty Inc.
So
we ain't
silly.
Got no business office. I ain't going for no business license because I ain't got to go for one since they didn't have to go for one. I mean, if I look at it like this, the Carmichael Village Project Development Company Limited, if they didn't have to have a business license, why should we have to have one? If they don't have a tax VAT number, what do I want? I don't need 10, give me 5. I need 5 work.
Really,
and if you give me 2.5, I can flip it and get it to the 5 what I need.
I really hope this isn't one of those. I'm thinking that there is a legit company behind this. Maybe that the information hasn't been put on the record properly yet. Let me just say that. But if this is another situation where we then hear, oh no, that loan, oh, we paused that ain't happening, then enough is enough.
Well, I can't believe in pause and stop because I heard of a certain moorings deal that was supposed to be stopped because of science, so on and so forth, but I still see moorings being produced in the same area that they said that deal was supposed to stop in, moorings with actual barcodes on them to tell certain companies how you could pay to dock and pay online and so on and so forth.
We need to see the details behind this company because it is taxpayer money.
So I can't believe that.
I don't want to hear, oh, that was an error on the thing. Yeah, that's been stopped. Because how many times can you play us for a fool and keep giving us the same type of excuse when you're caught doing something that
like
looks to
be
not completely above board?
To your point, if there is a legitimate company involved
just
in this,
just for the information,
then
out
somebody
there
needs to stand up for brand damage alone and say, no, hold on, we are a company, this is who we are, this is why we got it, this is what the money's going to be used for, so on and so forth. In case the government didn't tell you, just for clarification and for accountability, we stand up as a company and say, I don't hear none of that.
Yeah, because the loan already
and
sounds...
And the quieter it gets and the less noise is made, guess what? Now you're going to leave it open
not
to conspiracy
just a regular
theory.
Contract, a loan?
A loan.
A loan.
And then folks will jump all over that because now it leaves you open.
You know what you got to go through to get a loan?
Now you
got to
start thinking,
bank?
Okay, well, to this dummy company. Now, could this be for other reasons? Could this be for other things? Could this be for campaign coffers?
Imagine trying to get a $10 million mortgage from the bank. You know, process you'd have to. They would want to know everything, including all your Grammy information. So I'm going to, you know, this information in the back has just not been properly logged. So they need to get on top of that because this question does have to be answered. $10 million is a lot of money. I was happy to hear the Prime Minister kind of sort of answer the question I put out there about Cousin Phil. You know, telling us that he got his surplus and then going in the back room.
I hear Cousin Phil is listening. I hear Cousin Phil is a fan of yours. That's what I hear.
I heard him make the reference to explain, you know, that, you know, he, for the cousins out there, it was a matter, or his thoughts are that, you know, if you have a lot of different loans, you want to consolidate, which I totally get. And I think I sort of made that clear about the $767 million part of the billion-dollar bond offering. I get it. You know, you want to do that, even though it could easily be argued that in the long run, you end up paying so much more in interest that it is kind of crazy unless you have a pressing need, particularly for the new money part of it, that extra $300 million. So that was the part that I'm particularly curious about, and I still haven't gotten an answer for that. I would love it just to tell us where that extra $300 million is going to go and why we're paying almost, if you really look at the new money part of it, you'd be paying $25 million a year for that $300 million, even though you're not saying specifically where that's going. I'm hearing some why things, Capital Works. I'm hearing NIF fund. I don't even think the Prime Minister mentioned NIF fund, the new fund when he spoke yesterday. So what is it, Capital Works? Is it the fund? Like, where's that money going? We're paying a lot for it. Just a little bit more of a justification. Maybe they think it's easier to borrow now, but I don't know. It was so oversubscribed. Our rates are still kind of high.
I'm going to say this. Since, you know, Uncle Phil.
Cousin.
Well, Cousin Phil has no problem borrowing from you. I am going to borrow from Cousin Phil. And I want all the fellas to listen to me keenly, because as you know, look at the calendar. We have until September 11th. Well, actually, September 8th, when my Cowboys take on the Philadelphia Eagles on Thursday night.
That's the first game of the season?
That is the first game of the season. So you know they start now. When I say they, I mean wives and significant others.
And insignificant and others, feathers, too, right?
And I guess insignificant others, too. For the Capital fans, where... But listen.
Oh, Lord, let me be nice.
That was fun. Don't be funnier than me the rest of the show.
Oh, Lord.
But here's the deal. You know, like MJ will come to me and MJ will say, listen, I think we need to work on fixing the back patio. I want to do this. I want to add, you know, I want to add some new figurines and some new plants and so on and so forth. Or, you know, I was thinking maybe we should redo this room here, put a new fresh coat
of
paint.
Don't make it like I have some big, long laundry list of things to do.
No, but fellas, stop. Fellas are driving right now and they're listening and they know where this is coming. And you all have to understand that as of the morning of 12:01 a.m. of Thursday, September 8th, we are no longer available until the Super Bowl is completely played and we have one day to recover from the Super Bowl hangover and we will get into the projects. But fellas, here's what you do. You quote Cousin Phil, a.k.a. our Prime Minister. And this is the quote. You use the Grand Lukwayan quote. And I quote, you have seen progress being made where there was no progress before. You are now seeing momentum attached to something that had no momentum before. And instead of you just waiting for it to get done, patience, and expect me to, and you want this to get done? Why stop the progress with questions? We don't need to just wait.
So no questions over football season, is that what you're saying?
No, between now and September 9th, that's the answer you give your significant, your wife or significant other or insignificant other, whatever the case may be.
It'll eventually get done.
It'll get done, but that's your disclaimer. If it could work for the PM, it could work for us. And once you get to September, fellas, you know what time it is. Get done in February when the Super Bowl over.
That might be more ironic than you realize.
Okay? So I just want to let you all know. More ironic than I realize.
Yeah.
I'm having a blonde moment. All right, let's caller. I see you. Get to you. Callers, I see you. We get to you in a second. Naughty and MJ, this may not be your topic. When last you passed on Soldier Road, I'm afraid of persons living nearby. Let me know more about the Soldier Road situation, Texter.
Maybe
naughty crime is down because everything don't get reported. I called the police for a break-in and was told no car was available. Still waiting. That was 5 months ago.
Ooh.
Naughty, do you think that $400 million allocated for Grand Bahama? Wow. Naughty.
What was the first part of what he said before we lose our place?
Good afternoon. This may not be a topic. When last did you pass on Soldier Road?
It's been a while. I mean, yeah, maybe two weeks.
Yeah, we might
have to. I shouldn't say a while. It's been about
But we need to ride the whole of Soldier Road from one end to the next and see what's really going on.
2 weeks.
Man, Naughty and MJ, come like Beaches and Parks is the cookie jar ministry, eh? And Cartwright just got cleared. Homeboy following his predecessors. Well, I don't know, because Mr. Cartwright obviously spoke in order to get cleared. So we heard what was going on in that situation. We heard nothing from Mr. Bonamy on the $7 million overage in his ministry.
And it's like years
and
in.
And $7 million is a lot of money. That ain't no small change.
Yeah. So it's a lot of money. So
I would like to know where the $7 million went to. And if you could explain it, and then it's not electioneering, then that's fine.
It's a strange thing, you know. I noticed with during Mr. Barnaby's presentation, a couple of them, some of the MPs and the ministers that spoke during the budget debate had really, you know, clear ideas about where they wanted their ministries to go. One that stands out was, Glenys Hannah Martin. I thought her presentation was really comprehensive and pretty good. I thought she did an excellent job there. But then you had others who talked about everything except their constituencies and their ministries. Like, they spend the whole time just, you know, lambasting the other side. And it was just like, yeah, we're going to talk about this for like 90%, and then I can throw a little couple sentences.
Man, the waxing poetic from Mr. Bonamy shouting out, Mr. Sweeten, why don't you tell Mr. Sweeten move the debris in Abaco from the shiny town that he knocked down, and the debris has now become a dump? Like, why don't tell him about that?
I thought Mr. Monroe was kind of guilty of that yesterday as well. Like, he spent a lot of time.
Well, Mr. Monroe, listen.
I wanted to hear more on his ministry, more there. And then I think that particularly with national security and where we are now, it requires a lot of community buy-in. So I would have liked to hear him spend more time, you know, getting the community more involved, things to look for, things to do.
I got a different beef with Mr. Monroe.
But he spent a lot of time just kind of like blasting the other side, which I'm sure he thought
in his process and his attempt
time,
to blast the other side, right?
It wasn't worth my time.
He got me a little dynamite, and he should have learned from the prime minister. You know, the PM had to learn that being a comedian for 27 years is a real job, and being a creative is a real job. So, Mr. Monroe, I will say this again, and I say this with the same tongue-in-cheek, you know, sarcasm and satire and comedy that I do when you used to be tucked away in Joker's Wild in the back enjoying the show. So I know you know about comedy.
Yeah, he
I know you know about humor.
I think he likes a good laugh.
So please. Yeah. If I got a life and death situation and I need a lawyer to represent me, I come into you because you're the King's Counsel and your record precedes itself. You know about the law. So much so that you don't close loopholes that you can right now in your current position because you're too busy wearing your defense attorney hat rather than the Minister of National Security hat. However, see, that was sarcasm right there. When you talk about satire, please, know a thing or two about comedy. And it's not just jokes. There's different forms of comedy that make up comedy and humor. And satire is a big part of it. Now, if this PRP administration is alien to getting, for lack of a better word, get off on or goosey for your shortcomings, which is, don't try to change the definition of it to suit your defense. Satire will always be satire. And I'll have you know, it emanated out of politics.
I know one of them. I know a lot of
George Carlin, as a matter of fact.
With comedy. But it's also a part of, literature is also a big part of it, right?
Correct.
One of the most famous, I think, satires was by Jonathan Swift? Gonna get in trouble. My mind is drawn up. I think it's Jonathan Swift. It was called Eat the Children.
Eat the Children.
He literally was not
saying, Eat the Children.
But it was just showing the absurdity of the way that certain, you know, kind of the gilded set looked at children as burdens to society back then and would probably prefer a solution like that as opposed to doing the right thing. So I think with the thing that he said about politics, in particular the book, you cannot say that someone who writes satire believes what they're writing. That's actually not the case usually. It's that they believe the opposite of what they're writing, but they're making it so ridiculous so as you can get the point. You got to be in
and
on
the joke.
And
sometimes if you can't get the point directly, you have to say, you know what?
You have to read it in
and
on the joke.
And since you want to mention comedians, Mr. Monroe, let me bring you up to snuff on who I think was the premier satirist when it came to politics, the late, great Bob Hope. Bob Hope made more political satire than anybody could, and it was just subtle. And it would go from talking golf, he'd hit him with a political joke and get right back on to something else.
Carlin was good. So was Dangerfield.
Dangerfield as well. In fact, I got a clip I'm going to play from George Carlin in a couple of minutes.
You know who's pretty good? A perfect example in modern times.
Lenny Bruce.
Well, the character that Stephen Colbert played when he was on The Daily Show.
Correct.
He played the Republican correspondent.
Correct.
That was pure satire. And you would have to understand that. And most people did. It's not hard.
Speaking of,
I think there's an intentional misreading of that book in order to make political fodder. But I just look at it from a purely, you know, literary point of view. I know every English language. I know my English language and literature teachers would be scratching their heads and pulling out their hair, listening to him totally butcher what satire is.
And I'll tell you, lately, you know who's actually, speaking of it, who's come, like, real life? Is Tucker Carlson.
Beautiful.
Man, I can watch that over and over again. Let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. Thanks for your patience. What's happening?
Good afternoon. I'm Mr. Naughty.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Hello?
I think I heard it click off.
All right, you got to call us back.
So
I'm sorry you dropped. Call us right back. Talking Heads.
Yeah, what's popping, Naughty? What's popping, MJ?
What's going on, 52?
Hi, 52.
Hey, Naughty, thanks for the little short, quick videos. You give me a good laugh. You show me you're a professional. I enjoy all of them.
Thank you, man. Coming this weekend.
But Naughty, but you're only keeping it real for the people, man. You know what I'm saying? But listen, I call because a little brief, quick history in chronological BS, right? You remember?
Hold on. Can I borrow that chronological BS? I love that. I got to borrow that, bro.
Yeah, listen, and I got two more words I can introduce. I first introduced it on your show, right? Now, what happened is, you remember the situation with the Bank of the Bahamas and the solvency and all of those scenarios, right?
Right.
In which unsecured loans were given in millions of dollars to various coolie groups or whatever word, right?
Correct.
So we haven't learned a lesson. You understand me? So corruption is so rampant, you know, historically, right? You know, I don't want to pinpoint anybody, and crime is so rampant. I need to be the crime minister.
The crime minister.
Yeah.
That's the only way for me to get. Yeah,
my
crime minister, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, And during this time, in the season that they call the silly season, why would you call it a silly season if everybody must be silly? So I mean,
right?
I would hope that we have a new drug on the market now as it comes up close to election. It's called hopium.
Oh,
not opium. It's hopium.
Hopium.
Give thanks. Yeah, man. I believe in that. Yeah, man. Give
thanks.
Thanks
so much.
Good stuff. 52.
Hope and cope. Portmanteau.
MJ.
Hopium.
I like that. I need some hopium right now because I've just gotten a video from Exuma with the moorings. Shout out to Exuma who listens on the regular. Appreciate it. But we're going to have to check this out when we get off air. I want to check this video out in depth, obviously.
What's happening with the moorings and
with
Exuma?
The moorings. And you can clearly see just from perusing it real quick, you can see the moorings are still going down. And I thought that deal was supposed to have been stopped. It was supposed to have been nixed. And Cousin Phil was like, don't talk about it no more. So when Cousin Phil said, don't talk about it no more, I figure, you know, everything's set. He done put it to bed and ain't coming back no more. But to see the moorings continue now makes my mind wonder to the $183 million allocated for roadworks in Grand Bahama that was allegedly, air quote, paused. What's going on with that? What's happening?
I think that some more follow-up is needed. You know, we don't expect the Prime Minister to be everywhere on top of every... Like, this is why we have this huge civil service. This is why we have, like, tons of consultants. So to be able to have other, you know, people doing things and just kind of being in charge. Which ministry does that fall under? The moorings.
The moorings.
I know
now,
the contract
be...
was coming out of the OPM from what we understand, but... What ministry is that? Marine?
Would that be marine resources? Would that be transport? Would that be...
Right.
You know, I mean, there's a lot
just
of dangling...
Just dig into that, too, because I think other people need to, like, step up as well and tell us exactly what's going on.
Maybe the Prime Minister
is under the impression that it's paused. I don't know.
I I'm concerned about that, but MJ, I'm trying to think how we could set up a company with no info and just get one $5 billion. If they could get 10, we could get 5.
Sounds like a who you know type situation, if that's the way it went.
My God.
Oh, man.
But now we got a lot to look at, and it's just continued, just shake and scratch your head. You know
what
I mean?
What's your overall feel for the budget since we just wrapped that debate?
My overall feel for the budget, and you could quote me, surplus, what flipping surplus, end quote.
You just don't feel it.
I don't feel it.
I think a lot of
I see a surplus of misery. I hear a surplus of people saying, Naughty, we had a surplus. Because I don't see it. I don't feel it.
That's a tricky thing, you know, from just a political standpoint. When you because you do want to project that things are getting better, things are doing well. But when you do that and people don't feel it, then you may have the situation where you have a negative psychological reaction to it. Like, oh, everything is so great. Everybody's doing according to, you know, our leaders, but I'm still in a really tough spot. I'm still in a bad position. You can actually make people feel worse if, you know, what you're saying about the economy isn't truly being felt in the economy or reflected in their lives.
Okay, here's a text that just came in. And great point. But this jumps out. And this now makes me wonder, yeah, I got to go back and do some due diligence. Naughty and MJ, I saw a clip sometime back about 10 million housing in Nassau with a Jamaican and Bahamian government official interest. You might want to check on that.
Housing?
And I remember there
What's
was...
What's the name of the company again? Say it one more time for me.
Now, the name of the company...
Village.
Is... The correct name of the company is called Carmichael Village Project Development Company okay. Limited.
All right.
And it was formed in 2022.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Stop. The company was formed in 2022?
Correct.
That's what the reporting says?
It says right here.
Uh-huh.
The government, all right, the Free National Movement is asking the government to account for $10 million cited sure. in the Minute Public Debt Bulletin that it notes was given to a company called Carmichael Village Project Development Company Limited, formed in 2022, that has no listed directors, no business license, and no value-added tax registration.
Okay, Houston, we have a problem. I thought
that
this
is
company,
a ghost company.
Wait a minute, when you're talking about it, because I haven't read the articles, you know, which is my bad. I'll and do then, better next time. But I thought this was a company that was recently formed, and they may have not gotten the paperwork. And this company that got $10 million, that's
and it
not
was formed
on
in
the
2022. Was now formed getting in 10 million 20, from this administration.
It was formed in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're getting 10. So right after election in 2022, now they're getting 10 million a year out from a. Okay, we need some answers. We need some answers fast.
Yes.
Because this is not like this is not play now. I thought this was an administrative oversight, you know, a bureaucratic oversight. You have a company that's been supposedly on the books from 2022 and we don't have a board of directors. We don't have any of that information. None of it's accessible. And they got $10 million of our money. We got to stop playing these games. We got to stop playing these games
correct.
With the Bahamian people.
Naughty and MJ, no Freedom of Information Act. We are Bahamians are the losers. We are in more debt. God help us all. And I'll be honest with you. Here's some more text coming in. Naughty, can you please do some due diligence on the flights out of Haiti via Bahamas here that come, what I'm hearing, three times a week, fully loaded? Well, I saw today somebody trying to defend a picture that in a foreign airport, not our own.
Mm-hmm.
Of a Bahamas Air flight being loaded up. And one rag sheet on social media, which always gets the story wrong, put up that it was repatriations, which is not. It's actually a Bahamas Air flight in Haiti getting passengers on to service them to come to the Bahamas. And if you're listening to barbershops, the talk is, well, they ain't coming on sloops no more. They come in on the plane. So, of course, you know, you might want to jump up and say, hey, when last have you seen a sloop being pulled in?
Again, but I wish the minister had
there's
spent
some
more
way
time.
That,
and even immigration, spent more time talking about these things that are on the minds of Bahamians. You can't chase every rumor, but some things you need to put to rest,
and
right?
And again, at the top of the list of the immigration situation, yes, we're dealing with a situation out of Haiti. However, that doesn't mean that we don't have a situation with out of Jamaica, out of Cuba, out of the Dominican Republic, out of Colombia, out of Peru, out of El Salvador, out of Venezuela, out of Canada, out of the UK, out of America, and a lot of different ships. And all in one way, shape, or form are putting a strain on this nation. Yes, you may be giving, you may be contributing, but at the same time, there is a burden, there is a strain there. And we as Bahamians need to make sure and ensure that we come first in our own country. And those coming from elsewhere trying to find a better life, have that better life here. Build up our community. Build up our culture. Embrace who we are. And we good to go. But you can't come from elsewhere and want to force your way of thinking and your way of living down my throat and as a Bahamian expect me to take it or you want me to say something? You have to be aware that some people may object, and that comes with the territory.
I actually think most Bahamians would kind of agree, because the thing that we love about this country, the thing that we love about each other and even the persons that come and become a part of us and acclimate, is that we are a particular way. We know how Bahamians are, and not all of it is 100% great, but we're really, in the global sense of it, we're really like great people. That's my firm opinion. Nobody's going to move me off that. I love Bahamians. I love the way we think. I love the crazy jokes we make. I love the way that we take things serious when it's time, but for most of the time, we just kind of like laughing and living life and taking things as they come. I love that we're resilient. I love that we're strong. I hate that we're not as forceful in some areas as we should be, particularly when it comes to governance. I wish we would like get a little bit stronger there, but I wouldn't trade being a citizen of this country for any other country in the world.
And that's why some of us
line them all up.
Got to draw the line in the sand, dig our heels in the sand, have some backbone and bollocks and say, this is our country. You're more than welcome to be here, but this is how you got to be here. And this is how the thing go. And we are Bahamians.
Yeah, because there's a particular culture that goes along with that. And it's not just in the, you know, the physical buildings here.
And
it's
out of that
in
whole
the people. It's
list
in
of,
the way we think.
Of
so.
Foreign nationals that I mentioned, all of them in their own way and shape or form detract from our culture, forcing their own. And we need to maintain our own first. Let me get these couple texts in before we get to the break. Naughty and MJ, immigration is on video truck stop at a truck stop for migrants, thinking they're fooling people because nowhere in the video did they even ask anyone for their papers. And by the way, everyone knows that the suspect in the reservist murder, Ronald Telford, was deported from Little Haiti in Miami. Why couldn't our police force their due diligence?
That's painful.
Yeah.
If true, that's
that is really painful.
A lot.
I guess that's where the Capuasi government subdivision on Carmichael Road West is going to be, Naughty and MJ. Homes are huge, and there are plans to have it gated.
I'm glad.
There's a dedication plaque at the entrance.
I'm glad. And we're going to take a drive and look at that. Is it the project called Renaissance at Carmichael? I'm just doing like preliminary research on this. That's tied in with a Jamaican company so far. Okay, yeah, we need some answers. $10 million, we need some answers.
Phone lines, we're going to keep them open. We're going to go over a little bit into the 5 o'clock, and we'll talk sports toward the bottom of the 5 o'clock hour. But the Friday Week in Review edition of Talking Heads with Naughty and MJ continues right after this.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report, brought to you by the Island Game.
Wepa, soy Joe Cuba Willie, and it's Friday, baby. It's the weekend, that's what I'm talking about. And it's time for the 3-ball and the 4-ball special in my numerology report, brought to you, of course, by the Iron Game. And your 3-ball for the weekend.
792 is the 3-ball. 792, 792. And the 4-ball, 2288. 2288.
That's your 3-ball and your 4-ball for the weekend. Play them and win with the Island Games. Stay winning, my friend.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
There's a new Duracell battery with a great new look, and now formulated to last even longer. So now you can think even less about batteries, and so can Duracell Bunny. Duracell lasts longer, much longer. Duracell distributed by Ace Age Pritchard Limited. Duracell wants to assure the Bahamas that we are here with you during these challenging times, and you can trust us with all your household and portable power needs.
Crunch your hunger cravings and satisfy the whole family with KFC Bucket Meals starting at just $20. Get freshly prepared golden fried chicken, buttery biscuits, and add your favorite large sides for flavor that will make your mouth happy and your feet dance. Order online or WhatsApp high to 557-3663 to grab your KFC bucket today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. On 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Duracell, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffalo World, Nassau Cruise Port, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Kinder Tal, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
Back at you on the Friday, June 20th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty along with Mary Jane in your company right up until 6 p.m. Purdy will be joining us in short order, but we will be going over a little bit into the 5 o'clock hour. Like I said, still lots to discuss. And then, of course, we will talk sports. And, you know, we'll hook you up and get you into the weekend. But, yeah, still looking back at all of this. I think, and I'm tired of saying it, but I'm going to keep saying it until we get it. We have to want to know what's going on with our money. We have to want to know how the money's being spent. If you could give me a good reason why it's being spent, how it's being spent, who it's being allocated to, and it's a, you know, a legit qualified company or entity, let's make it happen.
Which is what happens most of the time. We know where the money's going, but there are cases like this where we don't know where the money's going.
Just allocated to a ghost company, for lack of a better word, and it is true. There's no...
It seems like this is something to do with housing, correct?
Correct.
All right. So, I mean, that should be simple enough. Should be simple enough.
But then, you know.
Prime Minister, Deputy Prime Minister, Minister of Housing.
But yet another
ministry.
Everyone
else signed on
to
this.
With a certain minister with controversy and questions arising from it. Like every ministry they go to, questions. Weren't there questions that arose out of road traffic?
Sure.
And
but who's in housing now? Isn't that... Isn't that Mr. Bell? Isn't he
now
in housing?
Now, but prior, when remember now.
I remember he was moved from immigration.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
This company that got it was formed in 2020.
The start of it.
And it could have been started by one minister and finished by another.
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's what it reads.
But we then when you look at questions in housing and then you move over to road traffic, there's questions in road traffic, there's questions in BPL.
You're talking about Minister Kobe Davis,
correct.
Right? Okay.
There's
we
a
just
trail.
Need to know what's happening because this is not making sense. You know, I thought this was a recent phenomenon.
There's a trail.
Of having this
there's,
stuff.
There's a questionable
but if
trail.
This company was formed in 2022, there's absolutely no excuse for not having all that stuff on the record and easily accessible when you're talking about loaning
correct.
$10 million, you know?
And obviously, if you don't want to be questioned, then don't leave a trail.
Even the loaning part of it raises questions. You know, who is this company? I really want to know, though, because is there or are there Bahamian companies that could have done this that may have needed less of an injection of capital from us directly, the $10 million loan? You know what I mean? Maybe different terms. What exactly is going on? We need to see the loan documents. We need the names of the, you know, beneficial owners and board members of this company. And if it's another subsidiary of the government, we need to know that too.
Talking Heads.
Naughty MJ, good afternoon.
What's up,
hey,
Jeff?
What's up, Jeff?
Boy, I spend the whole afternoon, you know, this country, we as a people, we are really into some real, real serious darkness in this country. You know, when you get, when you have a government that would not disclose assets according to the agreement signed when they upon taking office, when you have your government telling you that there's certain information that the Bahamian people don't need to know.
Right.
And even though it is important for us to know, so we can make very important decisions based on accurate information, that is something that apparently is not the MO. You see, when I tell people that we have government, we have governments that apparently they're not here to serve us, but we are to serve them, then people look at me with a jaundiced eye. But I'm going to tell you, many of us are really sick and tired. It's very unfortunate that so many of them have sold their souls off for the crumbs, have sold themselves off for contracts, have sold themselves off their birthright and their children's birthright because they're all stuck on party and personalities, while these same people that they're worshiping are living their best lives, have everything. They can live off this island and go wherever they want to go if havoc befalls us here. And it's like it's a don't care attitude. But I'll close on this one point. Right now, as it stands, I had a very, very interesting conversation today pertaining to this upcoming general elections. I want you to notice quite closely that we have flights coming in here 3 times a week, but no flights going back out with these persons. We have persons here who cannot speak a lick of English, but yet they have our documents. And it would be very important to find out if we have also the right to vote in this country. You see, these are questions that we can put forward. And even though the answers would not surprise us, because some of them you won't even get answers to, but I'm going to tell you, when there's sufficient of them to form their own political party in this country and take this country over, and don't say that it's not possible, because the second you Bahamianize them, you give them the right to vote and the right to live in this country, you cannot deny them the right if they want to form a political party.
Right.
To form that party.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I see this on the horizon, and it's coming. We as Bahamians, we are really outnumbered in this country because Bahamian women really not having children, but these people are having children left, right, and center, and yet our mouths are closed. When are we going to be concerned about the future of our children here? You see, we have to fix this. We have to fix this situation. And everybody in that cabinet, everybody in the government, their mouths are silent. We are being distracted by other things instead of being really concerned about the immigration issue that we have in this country. That is the crux of all of the problems that we have here. If we could solve that, I am pretty sure that a lot of the other issues will fall away once we solve the immigration issue. But they are not talking about that. I want you to notice it very carefully. That the talks about immigration as a whole has been put on the back burner.
Exactly.
While we are distracted with everything else under the sun. But y'all keep your eyes open and keep on watching what's going on here. These people are not for us. They are for all the foreigners, all of the illegal males in this country, but they are not for us. So we got to fix this situation. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Good stuff,
Jeff.
Appreciate
it. I think one of the things that may or may not surprise some of the policymakers, some of our leaders, is that immigration is one of the conversations that's at the forefront of the angst that a lot of Bahamians feel. I was having a conversation with a group of women other mothers, you know, and of course, there's so many things we think about. The cost of living is...
You all call that a conversation. I call that a marathon Zoom collaborative collection.
So we have these conversations. We talk about things that we think are important. And of course, other things come up. We talk about, you know, the kids and educating them. We talk about the cost of living and how expensive things are, you know, where to get deals and how to do things differently. But one of the things that comes up and causes the most frustration and angst is this immigration problem that we are perceived to have in this country. And more over the years, there have been more and more anecdotes because, you know, we don't have the numbers. They're not giving us the numbers. How many persons have come in? How many persons have been naturalized? All these sorts of things. So when you don't give the full for people to observe with their eyes, you know, look around and see how they feel and see what they think is happening, what they believe, because it's in the absence of information, you're going to fill in, you know, the gap yourself. A lot of times what ends up happening is we have these conversations and without a doubt, I can tell you the women that I speak with have all recently been talking about how immigration is a vexing problem in this country. And it looks like, you know, the major parties are kind of not on top of it. They're not on top of it. It looks in some cases nefarious what's happening in this country. That's the perception, whether it is or not. We don't know. We don't have the numbers to really dig down on it. But it looks like the parties are, and one party in particular is catering to, recent arrivals in order to pander for votes. That is the general perception.
Here's something that just came in on the text line. Naughty and MJ, please pay close attention to what's going on in Turks and Caicos. Allegedly, the new director of immigration is a Michael Francois, a Haitian descendant where both father holds this top position. And allegedly, the current Turks and Caicos resident or Turks and Caicos islander has been transferred to another department because she won't bow to the breaking the law of this.
We're at a point in history now where you look around the world and you see a lot of angst in so-called developed countries, so-called first world countries. I say so-called because whatever. But, you know, you see them being anxious about their immigration situation. And it has led to some extreme policies when it gets to a point where the citizens feel like nothing is happening to curb illegal immigration in particular. Nothing is being done to curb undocumented migrants coming in and getting all of the benefits and the rights and the resources as they feel more scarce. We have a cost of living crisis. Of course, everything feels, resources feel more scarce. And if we look around and a lot of, the things that we work for, the things that our parents work for, the things that our grandparents, great-grandparents work for, are going to persons newly arrived who didn't come in the right way, who aren't paying the same taxes as we are, there's going to be a problem. And I really wish our government would get on top of it because it will lead to extremism as it has in other countries.
And before he scares you, Pearlie's in the building.
Hey, Pearlie. He's not going
to
scare me.
I'm just sitting here patiently waiting to get a word in, but
sorry.
If I jump in, he's like, oh,
so
you jump.
No, jump.
Go right in, jump.
You got the Dodgers doing big things, jump.
But I wanted to comment a minute on what MJ said when he said, like, major parts I'm concerned about this. And I beg to differ with that because it was Michael Pintard who pointed out when the minister, the then Minister of Immigration, Keith Belgon, get people in citizenship in the church.
Scandal.
What about at the funeral?
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then
scandalous.
And in his budget presentation, he came out and asked and brought up the issue about the so-called Chinese at the Hilton from 53. We still don't know where they are and all that. So it's a bit disingenuous.
Well, no, I'm glad that you're telling me that because I think we were actually on air. I haven't had a chance to listen to his whole speech. But if he did mention that when we were on air while he was giving his presentation, that's good to know that someone is speaking up. Now we need to see it in the actual policies of the Free National Movement.
The concern about it, and I'm sure, but I'm anxious to see that myself as well. But I'm sure the argument should be is that this government is just, when you bring it up, they don't say anything.
That's what I'm having a problem with.
They're ignoring it.
Mum's the word.
And I don't know why. Why do you think that is?
We're busy fussing over who brought it up first, who didn't bring it up first. But we're not putting pressure on the government to answer us.
Why aren't they answering, you think, Pearlie?
That's the question to ask. Why aren't you answering? because I saw a videotape from a certain church in the South.
Right.
Where they had a trade show.
Is that the one with Mr. George? Is that it?
What?
And the show yesterday with Arinthia Kamalafi.
Sure.
Kamalafi. We talked about extensively about that. And the concern about is everywhere you go, the graduation at C.R. Walker, one half the students were of a different type last name.
Right.
And everywhere you go, I'm not hearing English. I mean, everywhere I go, I mean, I'm driving down the road and I full disclosure, I saw two cute girls and I looked.
The same.
And they start talking and they were in Creole. I'm like, okay. All right.
And that's what I said, Pearlie. Like, we're not getting any information from this government, right? They have to have heard some of the things that people are saying out there. And so when they don't give us information, we just have to look around and observe. You've seen it. I've seen it. We've all seen it. Something is happening in this country right now, and it doesn't feel right. Let's go to the phone lines.
That's why when you go to the food store on Saturday morning, Sunday morning, you want the bargain or the box in, and you don't see any baby in parking, boys
strange,
or girls.
Strange, right? Strange.
And these are older.
They're older nationals. People.
Talking yes. heads.
Mm-hmm. We talked about that as well, that the people who are parking the groceries now aren't the young
they're
boys.
Older.
Aren't the 10, 11, 12-year-olds.
No.
Are older people of Creole descent.
Strange stuff.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty, we don't hate you. You're just naughty by nature.
What's going on, GNN?
I thought what's going on. You're my fucking brother. What's that day?
Hey, afternoon.
Hey, brother.
Protocol. Now that protocol has been established, I have something to say to you, Bahamas. He's the most blackpot illiterate in the Caribbean because we have taken the country without a shot being fired. Bonjour, mademoiselle. Comment allez-vous? Ça va. I called to start to practice.
Hold on. Let me quote Chris Tucker. English! English! Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? English!
You want to talk English on a Friday radio? Can't happen. Just listen to your show from Wednesday to Sunday, my friend. It is gone. Thanks for taking GNN.
Well, listen, you got to work on your impersonations. You got a lot of stuff on point there, GNN, but you got to come see me, man. Let me help you work on your impersonations, man. Talking heads.
I think we...
Yeah, that's back, caller.
Yeah, I think we lost
you. You impatient, call us back. All right, let's check the text last real quick. Naughty and MJ, Jeff was talking nonsense. Every issue with government, we bring up Haitians. That proves we are still dumb to the real focus. Haitians always the problem. It's crazy. Are you a Bahamian of Haitian descent, Texter? Because...
No,
let me make my point, Brett, and then it's all yours. That is an issue that affects this country. That is a national issue. And it is not just Haitians. It is foreign nationals on the whole. So let's get that clear, Texter. And if that's part of the problem, we need to talk about it. Just like we have 10 million went to a ghost company, where'd that go? What happened to the 400 million allocated to the airport in Grand Bahama? These are national issues and many others that we need to talk about. So unfortunately, you're going to have to deal with it. Put your big boy pants or your big girl skirt on and deal with it. These are the issues that Bahamians are talking about and Bahamians want answers to. Let's go to the phone lines. Pearlie, make your point real quick before we go to the phone.
Go to the phone line.
Talking heads.
Good morning, my brother. Good morning, Pearlie. Good morning. Good evening. Good morning. Man, I'm so caught up in the...
Good afternoon.
Thanks again for time today.
Good afternoon.
What's happening?
Do you all realize to know there has always been an attempt to increase the Bahamian population to at least a million?
Yeah, we're aware of it.
So, maybe this is what's going on. I think we know what's going on, but we just need to be honest enough. Because we're sitting here talking about a whole lot of things. We know how we was brought up and the parents who brought us up, honest, hardworking, accountable for what they do. Now we have a generation of people running our country and our nation who just don't care. You know, they come in front of the TV and tell us stuff. And then they go behind our back and laugh and party and have fun. They don't care about us. What are we going to do as a nation, as a people who give them the power by voting them in to make the Bahamas a better place for all of us? We talking about where the money in all of these loans. NASA has become a squalor. is filthy. Look at the roads. You know, and then we gonna vote these people back in. They're not accountable. They asked us to give them a chance. If they didn't live up to their obligation to us, then vote them out. What are we crying about?
Yeah, no, you have a point, caller.
I mean, at the end of the day, caller, go to the polls. You have your right, and you have your right to exercise however you want to. But at the end of the day, it has to serve Bahamians first. It can be an agenda or a foreign interest or whatever.
I think the caller is kind of like just like touching on the frustrations that a lot of Bahamians feel. I think he's kind of verbalizing. And I'm telling you, the fact that our government didn't even address this when everybody gave their long speeches over these last few weeks, and it's almost like something to push under the rug. Are they living in a different Bahamas? Are they not hearing? Are they not feeling the frustrations of Bahamians when it comes to immigration? They're not understanding what's happening?
I don't know. I mean, there's
why not talk
saying,
about it? Why not give the numbers?
My mommy used to have a saying, Lord bless her dad. Son, 50,000 Frenchmen can't be wrong. Meaning, if everybody could, talking about it, there's got to be smoke to the fire.
No, okay? they were more busy on helping Mr. Pindot sell his book, A Dark Foolishness. You know, and jump on him on, instead of you talk about what the Bahamian people want to see. The Bahamian people make a decision on Michael Pindot. What you need to do is talk about what you've done for what you're doing. And most of that about this speech was talking about him.
Yeah, I did mention that earlier. Pearlie, I agree with you.
Let's go to the phone.
I'm coming this Carmichael project with our $10 million going to a company with no directors, no good standings, and that. And we're not even enraged about that.
Oh, we want answers. I said that, you know, that's the only thing I wish, like, we would, like, kind of be more loud, be more vocal. $10 million is a lot of money out of our, you know, out of our treasury. And to not know the company, the fact that it was, you know, established in 2022, all these years later, none of the information accessible, no board of directors, all of that stuff. That is crazy. And to just sit up in the house, and I heard it did come up in the house. I'm understanding that based on a text, but nobody answered. Nobody could tell us. The disrespect is grown to proportions now that I feel is unbearable. We've been disrespected a lot by this current administration when it comes to information. And at some point, Bahamians have to stand up and say enough is enough.
Let's get back to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Yeah, good afternoon, Naughty. Good afternoon, MJ. And good afternoon, Pearlie.
Good afternoon.
Good day.
Naughty, I text, this is the person who texts about Jeff and the thing about the age. No, both of my parents are Bahamians, Naughty.
Okay, thanks for clarifying that, man.
Yeah, but see, the reason, see, Naughty, the thing about it is that Mr. Dr. Ian Strong just was on the show yesterday with Aaron Green.
Okay.
Right? And CA Newry, that's who show he was on. And he was talking about slavery and terms, and if we were educated in a different way, how we would look at issues from a different perspective, right? Now, I don't want to talk too long, I mean, because it's a lot to explain this.
Sure.
Up. Me, I'm an African, Naughty. I'm a Rasta man, too, right? So me in this Bahama land who understand the history of black people, right? To see that in this country now, too, the Haitian people being, when they became free, they fought for their independence, et cetera. They make history, et cetera. And in their constitution, they put down any black man who reached there was free, et cetera. You should know what.
Right.
To see but to see in this country, right, what our history is black people, right, and our home being African, I being a black man as African, right, to see that our biggest problem, that the thing that we would put down our political differences for and put down any religious differences for in the Bahamas, as long as we call ourselves a Bahamian, right, we'll put down all of those differences, and we get real passionate about hating upon our Haitian brothers and sisters, you see, right? Now, no other issue dominates our emotions like that, right? And it's been like that in this country for decades, right? Decades. All we do is complain about that for decades, for one that is wrong because we are all African people, right? And we're supposed to have a different understanding of whatever the case may be, but because we have this European mindset, right? That's what pushing us on this. Now, you see, so like I said before, I look at it from a deeper issue. There are other things that I want to say or not do, right?
But let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this one question, right? Just because we're talking and we're reasoning, right? You say you're a Rasta man. You believe in Rastafari. Right. Okay, then.
Yes.
The basis of Rastafari is love. So we have several foreign nationals and migrants that we are talking about here. I hear you going to bat for one. Why not all? And some of them are African-based nationalities as well also.
Well, I mean, I speaking for the ones
But I just saying, Rastafari should be all encompassing when Rastafari is based in love, right, my brother? And when you're talking about Africans, just so we're on the same page, you know there are Africans of my hue and my complexion as well too. Look at Haile Selassie in Ethiopia, just for an example.
I'm speaking for all African people, Nori.
Right.
You understand? Okay. But being that Haitian is the one who is on the table right now, that's what I was talking about specifically. You understand? But I'm speaking for all African, Nori, and I mean furthermore, like if you want to get deeper and deeper, right? This land that we're on is stolen property. This was stolen from the people who look like the Colombians and the Cubans and the Native
Americans. You mean the Arawak Indians?
Yeah.
This is their region. So if God was to come down right now, right, he'll say, man, look, okay, y'all are receivers of stolen property, you know. You understand where I'm coming from? Africa is our homeland. So you see, Nori, do this thing go deeper? I have a passionate and a dislike for this whole Haitian issue. And furthermore, if we have a problem with the Haitian, right, let's complain to the government. As a people, let's get together and make sure our government does the thing that stops whatever we have a problem with this migration, all right?
Absolutely. You're making good points.
Let all our anger be directed toward the government and not the people who look like us, who are trying to survive and whose history we should be respecting for what they've done in terms of the struggle that they have been through and why their country is the way their country is. We're not even considering the reason why Haiti is the way it is. We so stupid.
No, we need foreign direct investment in the country.
Absolutely.
And I don't necessarily mean just about the money. I'm talking about foreign direct investments in terms of souls coming in and helping build the country.
Agreed.
I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is if we're selling citizenship in Haiti and they're coming here but already with papers in their hands, I have a problem with that. I have a friend who a Haitian lady came to him who he knows very well and said to him, she can get a citizenship. She wants $14,000 from him to pay for it. It's not the problem that they're here. It's not the problem that Asians are coming here.
Referrals.
That's not the problem. The problem is how we're bringing them here and what we're doing. And our country is now not Bahamian.
Yeah.
First, we used to be heavily influenced by the Jamaican influence in terms of everybody want to be Rasta. And I'm not knocking about the religious faith of it. I'm talking about the way they start talking, the music they're playing, everything is nothing Bahamian. The religion, I'm taking that off the table.
A point to what Rasta, I'm talking about the fake brothers. No, but listen, the disaster, not the Rasta. I got you. Listen.
All right, you talk to the fella, because he's a Rasta, he have to talk like a Jamaican. No, you're a Rasta, that's your religion. That's not your culture. That's not your citizenship. That's your religion. So you could talk with the belief of the Rastafarian.
But he didn't make.
But you can't come and talk in a Jamaican accent to me and tell me you are. And come on, let's get real.
He did make a good point, though. Just one second.
We do need to hold the government accountable because the problem is not that we got Haitians, Jamaicans, Chinese coming here. I don't have a problem with that. The problem I have is how they are coming here, and they're coming here illegally. That's the problem.
That was to the point I was trying to make as well, too. I have no problem with what Rasta say. Yeah, we do need to hold the government accountable, especially if the government seems to be courting foreign nationals. And the video is there from the last election.
Isn't that the role Pearly and Naughty and MJ playing by talking about it on the show, getting Bahamians to talk about it? Hopefully the government is listening to us. And isn't that a part of protesting?
Yeah. And I mean, I think I appreciated a lot of what the caller had to say. I know that in conversations like this, particularly about immigration, we're a black country, there's the aspect of the African diaspora that we have to take into consideration. But as I was saying earlier, and a part of what brings frustration to a lot of Bahamians is, to Pearly's point, the way that the immigration is being handled in this country, when you're not coming through the proper channels, when you're taking resources. And let's be real. We have to live in the real world, right? We have limited resources, okay?
Correct.
We have limited resources, and all of us, from our great-grandparents Their dream is to have children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren that could live better lives than they lived. That's what they slaved away for. That's what they toiled for. That's what they fought for. That's what they protested for. And for us to be the inheritors of this country, for us to be the benefactors of all of their hard work, for us to just throw up our hands and say, okay, we're just going to have complete open borders because we love the African diaspora, without taking into consideration that to be sensible, to be a country, we have to be linked by culture, and we have to be mindful of our resources. It's absolutely crazy to me. I get the argument about us all being, you know, from one place, and I agree with him. And that's why we ask you to come in the right way. We say to you, this is not a country that has closed its doors, you know. This is not a country that has closed its doors. We're simply so that we could continue to grow the right way. Okay, we just and let everybody come in. Of course.
You pay your taxes.
Of course.
You pay your taxes. You pay your real property tax. You pay your road tax. You pay your taxes.
Right.
So that we can grow as a country.
Absolutely.
We're going to get to the cause now. But listen, God bless the dead. Spanky Brown just came to me. And I'm not going to come down your stairs, but I just...
You got to...
And you know exactly what I'm talking
about.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
hey.
No, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, MJ, and Pearly.
Hey.
I had to call back. Hi. And I am grateful for that caller to have called in, because primarily after sending the text, I actually called him to tell him or her to don't be a coward and hide behind the keyboard. Come onto the airwaves and lend your voice to this conversation. Identify who you are so we could know who you are. You know who I am. My voice is well known on the radio. Everybody knows my voice. Don't be a coward. But I'm happy he came on, and I'm happy to have heard his comments. Now, a whole lot of stuff he says, I am in agreement with him and everything. A whole lot of your commentary after he will have spoken, I totally agree as well. The bottom line here is the angst for a lot of Bahamians is the way that the largest group coming into this country is coming in here undocumented. We don't know who's in our country.
Right.
And we have a right as a people to protect this country. Now, you say this, that we are all living on stolen land. Guess what? The land may have been stolen in the beginning, but we are now the inalienable inhabitants of this island, and we have a right to protect this country. Now, if you have a problem for a Bahamian whose parents, grandparents, great-grandparents for a few generations born in this country to stand up and talk about the sanctity and sovereignty of the right way, because we are governed by rules and laws, we can't go into the United States willy-nilly and take up residence and think that, hey, is a fly-by-night and we have it all good. Because I can tell you, as you saw recently, we have a case where a Bahamian was in the United States for over 50 years. And what did the U.S. government do?
Ice, baby.
Back to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Because he was there illegally.
Yeah.
So don't come with these foolish arguments telling me as a Bahamian that I should stand down and allow the doors to open and I must just be singing Kumbaya and let everything happen. It's not going to happen.
I agree.
We as Bahamians, we are concerned about the sovereignty, about the sanctity. We want a new Bahamas where, guess what? Everybody follows the rule of law. But we have two sets of people in this country right now. The Bahamians who are made to toe the line and follow the rules of laws. And then we have those who come in this country, do not follow the rules, get carte blanche, live up, send all the money out of the country, do not reinvest in the country, and put the burden on me as a taxpayer. Mm. That is not going to happen, okay? We have angry Bahamians in this country who are fed up of administration after administration, including this current administration that is not doing sufficient to curb this illegal activity in this country. I understand in my closing remarks that a country is dependent upon the people who come here to help build the country in the country. But however, when you come into the country, you send all your assets out of the country, you're not helping to build the country from a financial standpoint, it is a problem. Okay? And that's where the problem with a lot of Bahamians have in this country today. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Jeff.
Thanks
good
so
stuff
much.
As always.
Thank
Let's
you.
Get to the other calls. Talking Heads.
Hey, how you doing, Talking Heads?
Hey, can you turn your radio down for us, please?
Okay. You hear me now?
Yeah, you got to turn your radio down. You're still echoing.
Okay, hold on. Let me cut it off.
There you go. All right. Caller.
What you got
the
for
lines,
us today?
The lines are full.
All right. Yeah, call us back. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Good day, Naughty.
What's happening? Classmate.
Hey. Good afternoon, classmate.
Rastaman. I would like to let him know, don't call me stupid and don't call my people stupid. What did he say about his parents?
He said both of his parents
are Bahamian.
Are Bahamian. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you know, no disrespect to him, but if he could trace his roots back to slavery, and I could trace mine back to slavery, and before they let him know, I could show my European heritage and my slavery heritage, then he needs to understand this massive influx of these persons from Hispaniola, out of Hispaniola. Why don't they just cross the border on the eastern side and see if they can keep doing the same thing in that with that other
in
country?
The DR? Uh-huh.
Yeah, we know what's happening.
We've seen the atrocities when that's happened.
Yeah, we see what happened.
And I don't condone that either.
They have a long, long history, those two countries.
They can't be tolerated to just cross the border on the other half of that island called Dominican Republic. But here we are talking about 3 plane loads of people coming in a week and then going out. Now, what did the prime minister say? Going down to within their community and say, we all are what? One?
We are what? Haitians are Bahamian, and Bahamians of Haitian descent. I think that was the term.
Oh, okay. So he needs to go with them and see if they could go and take care of what's happening down there in on the island of Hispaniola, on that half, where they're coming from. If we don't do, like everybody's screaming for, and stop them, they know what they're doing. They bring in their social ills. Nobody was saying, because, you know, when you went to school with some of them, and then they come in massive, in droves now, what will we to say we're giving them papers? And what is going to happen? Blackmail was on the show, on Steve's show, night before last, on Wednesday. And the papers that they're getting since our independence was never legally binding. So that is the purpose. And if this government, what he's saying, say we need to complain to the government, but they ain't doing nothing anyway. We can't get freedom of information. We can't get cooperation. And doing these things, you're talking about the $10 million. They're answering for nothing, not even the 2.5 million and the king here and where that is.
Mm.
And we've been exposed. These people ain't checking, and all they want to do is use these people for votes. And yes, someone said that if they were to form a voting bloc, we got problems, because if they manage and they run it from home, you see any Bahamian and droves running into any country? Bahamians don't even do that going into America, right?
Yeah.
Good points, yeah, good points. Yeah. But we got to get...
Anybody run to Jamaica in droves. We don't run to Haiti in droves. And they need to... They say, when in Rome, do as the Romans do.
Obey
our laws. But don't come here thinking that you have some right and they done gone too far. I said, Rodney Moncar, who is my friend. You know what I mean? If you love them so much, then let them go there to them, or let them go on Grand Key and Abaco, where you got some properties. They can go right over there and go settle over there.
All right. Good points. I got to get a couple other calls in, man. But good stuff. Have a good weekend.
Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Talking Heads.
Yes, sir, Mr. Naughty, by nature.
What's happening? Afternoon.
Mr. Naughty, you're going where few have dared to go before.
So what are you calling me, Captain Kirk?
But, yeah, Naughty, what I want to add to the conversation is the freedom of information. And I believe if Bahamian could rise up against the freedom of, I mean, against not have government, I think that would solve the illegal immigrations and everything. And we will understand more why successive governments and current governments doesn't want or doesn't have an interest. It's not no sense of urgency to bring it to us. It's like CVC cameras. They don't want that. And let me add this in closing, Naughty. You see, I'll be responsible. So if I see warfare, there's some horror stories that goes on. Money's exchanging hands.
I've been hearing some of them.
Or some credible people
some religious people, some people returning from the dead, walking in this Nassau today. You know I tell you?
No, I know about all that, but I can do my due diligence.
In this Nassau today, and you have persons, oh, Lord. Let me tell you, this is a fire sale. Nassau, the Bahamas is a fire sale.
Good points, man. Make sure to call me on next week. Have a good
so
weekend.
Much.
We got to get some
weekend.
Other calls. Talking Heads.
Yeah, Naughty MJ. Apparently, what's going on? Yeah. To the planner. To the everyone their land. All nationalities their land. If you want to decide to destroy your land, make voodoo legal, decide to go worship the devil, the cause God turn their back on you and everything. I probably said before. He's a caller. You ever been down Flagler Street? You ever been down DuPont Plaza, downtown Miami? The Cubans, them, then take over the place. They didn't take that over, you know, English speaking, and the only Cuban Spanish them speaking. Now. You want that to happen to the Bahamas? Let me ask you a question. Do you think 14 million people can fit in the Bahamas?
No, I don't think so.
Not with our resources, no.
Well, anyhow, big up to the Florida Panthers on the back Stanley Cup. Apparently, I tell you yesterday, Indiana ain't gonna lose no trees straight. They had the box, but trees blow them out. But Sunday night, OKC in 7. You know they mad now, they get blown, they ain't back home. Oh, Indiana in trouble Sunday night. Let me let somebody else get it. Y'all have a safe weekend.
I must go and sit no more, my brother.
Oh, hey, that could be a big game.
Let's get to the other court. Talking Heads.
Yeah, Naughty, forgive me, please. Please, still, it's 5 seconds. Why do you think all of the name changes is going on? You don't know who is in the studio with you, just for example. You don't know who's in the studio with you. You don't know who you're giving your box to. That's all I want to say.
All right, good points, caller. And you do see a lot of name changes every day in the paper. You can't run from that. Let me get to these texts real quick. Good afternoon, Naughty. My favorite talk show host, MJ and Curly.
Good afternoon.
God took over Howard Show today and Bash Pintor. It seems like the PLP gave God Anton's contract. Y'all, listen, y'all take that to Garth. Garth, when beat up, Garth could beat up, all right? Garth obviously has his agenda, so let Garth do Garth. Naughty, I want him to go back to the U.S. and talk about stolen land and see how that goes. They'll have him deported back here in a second. Jesus. Naughty, African doesn't automatically make you good or good for the country. I have noticed a distinct difference in the attitudes lately. They are loud and belligerent. They speak Creole at the top of their lungs. Speaking loudly isn't the problem. The underlying aggression is the problem. Mm. It will only get worse if a government does not get this illegal immigration problem in hand. We cannot strategically build our population on poor people who are turning the country into a shanty. No country does that.
Gotta be rules. Like, you want to be a rules-based society. Nobody wants to live in a free-for-all where it's just, you know, all buck-up goes. Nobody wants that. That's not what we work for. That's not what our parents work for, our grandparents. And it would be a shame if, you know, we were to just, you know, adopt that attitude today. It makes absolutely no sense. Like I said, I'm trying to be so sensitive with this issue because you don't want to, like, demonize one particular group. But the whole general idea that, you know, shared history, so therefore throw open the doors, I absolutely disagree with that. I think that every Bahamian that's here now that's working hard to build up this country wants a safe place for themselves, their children. We want to be able to have enough resources to do what we need to do. So we can't just stick our heads in the sand and say whatever happens, happens. That's not the way to have a proper country. For that, you wouldn't even have a nation.
No, a lot of people, and every, not just in the country, not just when you're looking about stuff for the country, but looking at an association, organization, people say, y'all need to do this, we need to do that. But nobody thinks about how it affects us as a person, and as a company in terms of resources.
Right.
Are you paying for it?
Exactly.
Are you paying to keep your hospital going?
Very important.
Then when you talk about increasing VAT or bringing other taxes, you get mad, but you got to understand. And we got to be able to figure out if you want to bring 100,000 people, how are we going to pay for them? How are we going to take care of them, where they can live? How are we going to make sure there's enough police on the road? How are we going to make sure the roads are properly done? How you make all, everything has to be considered, and how is the country run efficiently?
And
how the country can run properly?
And there has to be a certain level of assimilation. I mean, you have to be able to understand our culture. That's one of the things that we work, that we're built. This is the silent thing that we're building is a culture where Bohemians are, correct. You know, we have a particular mindset.
So we're going, there's a culture still left that tells us who we are.
Which we want our children to inherit a similar type of environment, you know? So you have to sort of be able to be willing to assimilate into our culture. Otherwise, you're not really a part of our country.
All right, we got a couple of texts and a couple of calls to get in before we... All right, let's get to this.
I'd like to know the criteria
right.
in terms of what you have to go to get a citizenship.
That. I did ask that a couple of weeks ago.
You know, in the States, you got to take a test. You got to be able to speak English. You got to take a test.
Yeah, there's protocols to it, Pearly. There's a lot of protocols to it. Let's get to these calls and get to these texts real quick. Time's running out and fully loaded. Caller, I see you. I'll get to you in a second. Naughty the last is the reason now why we need to fix this migrant problem. It's as a result of his text that we now know that those Haitians born here, allegiance is 9 out of 10 towards Haiti and not our country. Mm. And we are all Africans. Why are the Haitians bleaching their skin? Wow.
Okay.
All right. In relation to temporary status, if someone is found guilty of an offense, are they deported immediately after serving their time? Temporary status is a privilege, not a right. And if you cannot uphold the laws of the Bahamas, you should not be allowed to stay. Let me get to this other one here. Okay, let's get to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Hey, hello, how you doing?
Afternoon, you got to turn your radio down for me, bro.
Yeah, we hear an echo.
I turn it down already.
All right, go ahead. What you got for me? Hello?
Okay. I wanted to just make two comments. The first comment is, can you name me a Haitian organization that advocates for Haitian relationship in the Bahamas? And name me one organization that is advocating for how the result of Haiti and trying to advocate for a better Haiti.
Luby Georges and Luby Georges.
Okay, but he don't advocate for Haiti getting better. He don't advocate and make awareness of what's going on in Haiti and asking for the world along with the Bahamas to fix their problems. If you ask any Haitian on the road, they act as if they don't know what's going on in Haiti. Secondly, our Constitution provides us that before 19th birthday, they're supposed to apply if born here. To either both parents or one parent, Haitian or foreign, they're supposed to apply for citizenship before the 19th birthday. Persons of the country who speaks fluent Creole or another language and is over 19 holding a passport or a citizenship. That's illegal, my brother. So I'm hearing us talk about these issues when we're pulling these examples out, and we are comfortable talking about corruption and crime. And there's nothing happening. So that makes us an accomplice. Okay? Because, I mean, I'm sorry, not you're older than me, but none of you all
better looking too.
Put yourself in a position to fight for or be the change that we need, which is parliamentarian representation. We could talk all we want about the issues of the day, but we'll never see changes happen if we are the electoral.
And that's why I support you running as an independent in Garden Hills, because I think you should do that, Fence and Rasta. I think you should do that.
Well, I can't be Fence and Rasta no more because the Rastas, they said that they banned me from using the name Rasta.
Oh, so but you're still putting up fencing, though, right?
Yeah, I fence in Hanshin now. I go by my real name.
Or the fence in Bahamian, whatever, man. I got you, man. Yeah. But, you know.
Thank you,
good stuff, man, and good points too, man.
And the Haitian government has been seeking increased U.S. support to address the ongoing crisis in Haiti because they are in a crisis. So if he's asking about, you know, Haitian organizations asking for help, they have been asking the rest of the world for help. It's a very complex problem, as we can tell. And, you know, we're hoping that they do get that help. But that doesn't necessarily change the situation we're dealing with here at home, which is that we do need secure borders.
Couple of quick points on the new paper citizens are going to get the new voters card at the same time. And also, Naughty, we got to get this justice of the peace thing regulated. These are the guys who are selling out this country. Mm. All right. And lastly, I just like to make a point. Listen, if you come here and you want to express yourself. But we as Bahamians have a right to say if we object to your expression or not, if we're offended by it or not. Okay? So, I could still, have you down as somebody who I reason with, and you of Haitian descent, that's fine. But if you say something that's offensive, I have a right as a behavior to say that's offensive. Just like you might say, okay, you might say something stereotypical that's offensive to me. Okay, fine. I understand that. It's a give and take kind of thing. We should not be displaced in our own country to say, no, I object to that. I don't like the sound of that. I disagree with that. And it shouldn't be branded us as xenophobes or, you know, hating on Haitians. It should be, we are Bahamian, we have a right to speak, just like how you have expressing yourself, then we have a right to express ourselves. But in expressing yourself, don't be ungrateful, because whatever surroundings you're in right now, it is infinitely better from whence you came. So try to build this up instead of tearing this down. Because you're breeding gods there in the Bahamas now. And Bahamians still have a right to speak and voice their opinion. Okay? And if we agree with it, fine. And if we don't agree with it, then there will be an objection. And that's how the world goes. What you do is you find the common ground in the debates and you move forward on the common ground. And you agree to disagree on the other situations because they're not going to change. But the things you can change, let's change. And Bahamians, don't be afraid to speak. At the end of the day, this is our country. You can't let people box you into corner, whatever nationality.
Yeah.
No, and let them displace you and make you feel like second-class citizens. And in this area, too, I'm especially talking
speaking up
to my crew behind the gated communities, too. Because you all like to run behind the shield of the Haitians always taking the blows for you all, but you all are presenting a problem in this country, too, and trying to displace Bahamians in your own way.
Have a comprehensive immigration show one day.
Like, how about really a show?
Talk about it.
We need to do a show, Bahamians for Bahamians, by Bahamians, this wee thing, and don't let nobody else forget it, and we don't need to forget it either ourselves.
That's going
to
be the tone.
Y'all have a great
you guys
weekend.
Have a good weekend. Pearly, OKC?
Yeah. You want to text?
Did we lose Pearly?
Did we lost Pearly?
Okay. No, Pearly.
I'm saying OKC.
OKC? OKC? Okay. Yeah. Good.
I like your pick. I like your free pick, Naughty. I like that. I saw that.
Dodgers over the Washington Nationals. You got pressure on the mound.
You know, there was big fight in LA last night.
Can I just say, I like Shohei so much. He's such a good. He got just lit up with like 100-mile-per-hour fastball, and he was so classy about it. I really like Shohei. Something about that kid.
There was going to be a big fight.
I know. And he stopped it. Like, he was just the bigger person. Yeah.
And Manny Machado, I just don't like Manny Machado.
Listen.
Now, for everybody who chimed in, texted in, called in, good stuff. We'll do it again next week. For MJ, for Pearly, for Mr. Producer, this is your boy, Nani. Have a great weekend. Bahamas, be safe. And we'll do it again on Monday. Keep it right where you got it.
Ciao, ciao.
For the city I'm leaving, just enough. For the city I'm leaving, just enough. For the city.